Today is Friday, the 4th of April, in the fourth week of Lent. Ladysmith Black Mambazo sing Ukinisil Ubaba. After travelling the whole world, I still come to the same truth that I left at home. God is truth. So why do you doubt? Don't doubt. Hold on to him and place your hope in him. Listen to God because he is truth. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
After this, Jesus went about in Galilee. He did not wish to go about in Judea because the Jews were looking for an opportunity to kill him. Now the Jewish festival of booths was near. But after his brothers had gone to the festival, then he also went, not publicly, but as it were in secret. Now some of the people of Jerusalem were saying, "Is not this the man whom they're trying to kill? And here he is speaking openly, but they say nothing to him." Can it be that the authorities really know that this is the Messiah? Yet we know where this man is from. But when the Messiah comes, no one will know where he's from. Then Jesus cried out as he was teaching in the temple, "You know me and you know where I am from. I have not come on my own. But the one who sent me is true, and you do not know him. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." Then they tried to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him because his hour had not yet come.
Our reading might seem to be a bit confusing. At first, we hear that Jesus does not wish to go to Judea. Then he goes in secret, hidden. But later, he is seen to be speaking openly in Jerusalem. What do you think is happening? It also seems that the people around him have questions about his presence. Is this not the man they are trying to kill? And here he is, speaking openly, but they say nothing to him. Imagine that you are nearby, following Jesus in this situation. Listen to the voices around you, their questions, confusion perhaps. How do you feel amid this situation as you follow Jesus through the streets of Jerusalem? Now, as you arrive at the temple, watch Jesus as he teaches in the temple, crying out his message, surrounded by those who seek to arrest him. Listen to the scripture again, continuing to imagine that you are close to Jesus.
After this, Jesus went about in Galilee. He did not wish to go about in Judea because the Jews were looking for an opportunity to kill him. Now the Jewish festival of booths was near. But after his brothers had gone to the festival, then he also went, not publicly, but as it were in secret. Now some of the people of Jerusalem were saying, "Is not this the man whom they're trying to kill? And here he is speaking openly, but they say nothing to him." Can it be that the authorities really know that this is the Messiah? Yet we know where this man is from. But when the Messiah comes, no one will know where he's from. Then Jesus cried out as he was teaching in the temple, "You know me and you know where I am from. I have not come on my own. But the one who sent me is true, and you do not know him. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." Then they tried to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him because his hour had not yet come.
Jesus proclaims in the temple, "But the one who sent me is true." Within the confusion of this reading, and perhaps any confusion around in the world and in your own life, end your prayer by letting these words take their place in your heart today. but the one who sent me is true. You have given all to me.
To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours.
Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen.